So for this exercise, we are exploring our first practice, practice number one, accessing spiritual power. And accessing spiritual power is consciously connecting with the indwelling God to rediscover our belovedness, our God-given power, and our place within God's evolving universe. And in the personal dimension of that practice, we start by acknowledging and naming the destructive powers that we experience in our lives. And so I invite you to just take just a few moments and just to jot down on your paper, what are some of those destructive powers that you're aware of? They might be very close at hand. They might be big, distant ones that have an impact. Just take a few moments and just jot down, what are some of those destructive powers that you or your loved ones or just people or animals that you know, plants, earth, that we experience in our lives? And then in the interpersonal dimension of accessing spiritual power, we also acknowledge the ways that we isolate ourselves and objectify others. I invite you to just reflect a little bit and write down, are there any ways that you isolate yourself or even objectify others, ways that are maybe conscious or probably quite unconscious? How does that happen in your life? And in the community dimension, we acknowledge the ways that we have allowed our scriptures and traditions to be misused as weapons against many. Again, in what ways are you aware of our own faith traditions being used to harm or divide others, human or in the community of creation? And then in the public dimension, we acknowledge also our collective failures in acting for justice. Take just a moment to just jot down anything that comes to mind about why it is and how it has been that we have failed to act for justice together. What has gotten in the way? So now you can put your pen down, then with the journaling part of that exercise. And now we're going to invite you to close your eyes. And we're going to go back through these four dimensions. And see if we can more deeply access that indwelling God. And so we can really touch in with our God-given power, with our own belovedness, with our place within God's evolving universe. And so in the personal dimension, after we acknowledge and name the destructive powers we experience in our lives, right now in this moment, I invite you to seek the God of love, whose life-giving power is accessible through our embodied experience in creation. So as you breathe right now, breathing in and out, I invite you to remember that this is the God of love. The Spirit is breathing in and out of you. I invite you to open your senses and just to feel what it is to be alive right now. To feel the God of love coursing through your own veins. To feel yourself surrounded by that love. You were made in love. You are held by love. Right now, in this moment, I invite you to see with the eyes of your heart that the power of God, the power of love, is within and around you right now. And then the interpersonal dimension of this practice invites us to access that power of love by awakening our awareness to God's indwelling presence in the people and other members of God's creation that we encounter. So, even with your eyes closed, become aware of the people in the room right now. That God dwells in them. Become aware of all the people in your congregation who meet at the church, and all the different groups of people that come in and out of your church building. See that God dwells in each and every one of them. And now expand your awareness beyond the church walls to the people in your community, to the people in your family. Including the people that you have a really hard time with. People that make your life very difficult. See that God also dwells in them. And now expand your awareness to the entire community of creation, all the peoples you will never meet in your whole life, children, elders, everyone in between, all the plants and the animals, all the creatures who you will never know, and some you do know. and feel the power of love awakening in you as you recognize God's indwelling spirit in each one of these beings. And the community dimension of this practice invites us to access the power of the God of love to reclaim the rituals and resources of our faiths to honor human dignity and the integrity of creation. And so now I invite you to engage that cup of water that Don put on the desk there. And I invite you to consider that as an affirmation of baptism and to put your hands in the water and to anoint yourself in whatever way is meaningful to you. These waters are from the wells in the place where you live, waters from the deep, deep in the earth. These waters are sacred before our words or blessings ever reach them, because they are alive, they're truly living water. But also when we come to them as baptismal waters, we open ourselves to the transforming power of the Holy Spirit, who gives us the eyes to see the sacred in all things. Finally, in the public dimension of this practice, we access the power of the indwelling God of love, who works through public efforts to advance human and environmental justice. And so we close this prayer with a prayer. Indwelling God of love, awaken powerful and joyful leadership in this beautiful team of folks from Peace and Burns. Grant them vision to see what is possible, what is needful right now, and right here where they are. Grant them the conviction to act on their God-given vision, and the courage to entrust every step of the way to you, empowered by the deep knowledge that indeed you work through all public efforts to advance human and environmental justice. Amen.
Amen.
So what I'm going to invite you to do now is we'll break up into pairs, or a group of two and a group of three.
Yeah.
Just invite you to share anything that you wrote down on your papers.
Okay.
About some of those, the things that we acknowledged in that practice. And then also share anything about the experience that was powerful for you or impactful for you.
Okay.
Okay. So just share about that experience in a little less than 10 minutes. And yeah. Whoever I'm going to meet with, I'll have them call you back.
Yeah,
ready.
Maybe okay. You and I can be out there on that bench.
Right. So. We'll